Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course, my wife and I own Learburg. I've got a really good Q&A this week that came into learburg.com, and it is about an adult dog, house dog, that started to mark pee inside the house when the people are gone. Before I get into that, though, I'm going to talk about a new program that we're starting. We've done it now for 3 or 4 weeks, where I take one of our online courses that we sell, and we put them up for free for one week. We're going to put it up today. And a week from today, we're going to turn it down, and today is May 2nd. This week, we're going to put out our Canine Good Citizen course that I did a few years ago. It's a good course, and you can get the URL for that course out of the description in this video. Click on it. You're going to have to sign up for it. That only means that you're going to have to put your name and your email address. We're not going to spam you. We do not do that. We don't give people's email addresses away. But to get into the course, we have to have some way of knowing who's in the course. And then if you have questions, you can write Cindy through the Ask Cindy portal and she'll answer them. But then she logs the answers so that people that come back a day later, a week later, a year later, and that's not that uncommon, she can look up and see what the old problems were, what she's recommended, and everything's up to date. So with that said, I'm going to start talking about this video of the dog marking in the house. Here, I'll read it. I'm facing a problem with my male indoor dog. I also have 2 outdoor dogs, 1 male and 1 female. The outdoor male is actually the indoor male's son. Got that one? Little jungle of words there. And there has been competition between them, which is why I separated them. Lately, my indoor dog has started marking in the house, but only when I'm not home. When I return and try to correct him, he doesn't seem to understand or respond to the correction. I suspect this might be related to the competition between him and his son, but I'm not sure how to handle it properly. What do you think is the best way to address this issue? Should I consider neutering him as a possible solution? I'd really appreciate your advice. Well, I guess to start with, most of the people that watch this probably understand a good part of the answer, but I'll repeat it for those that are new dog trainers. You cannot correct a dog for peeing or doing or ripping the couch out, getting in the garbage. When you're gone, you cannot correct them when you get home. They do not understand why you're doing it. They don't do it. If you're going to correct a dog for doing something like that, you have to be there exactly when he's doing it. At the moment that you see it, you have to jump on it and stop it right then and there. Then they understand the correction. But to do it 15, 20, 30 minutes, an hour later, they don't get it. Don't even kid yourself. They might look like, oh, I know I did something wrong and I'm really sorry and I'll never do it again. That's bullshit. It's not true. They don't know why they're getting corrected, so don't do it. If you have a dog like this, I guess the first thing we would recommend doing is take the dog to the vet and ask the vet to see if there's a urinary tract infection, if there's a bladder infection. That may tell you something. If the dog is okay, that dog should never be left alone when you're gone. That dog should be in a dog crate when you're gone, forever. There's nothing wrong with that. Having free range inside your house is not a right that every dog has. Having free range in the house is a privilege that they earn. This dog has lost that privilege. And as far as neutering goes, it's very questionable whether neutering is going to affect it. The same thing happens after the dog has been neutered. You need to check and make sure that the dog doesn't have a urinary or bladder infection after the surgery too. But I wouldn't take a dog out and get him neutered and think, okay, that dog's never gonna piss in the house again. That's not gonna be a solution. It's not gonna happen. Just take this, learn how to manage your dog correctly, and make sure the dog learns that it's a privilege to be loose. And then the problem is solved. It's an easy peasy thing to do. We do have a good course on how to house train a dog. This Q&A will go into that course so that people will understand it.